Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Job 1, 13 to 22. The book of Job chapter 1, verse 13 to 22. One day when Job's sons and daughters were feasting and drinking wine at the oldest brother's house, a messenger came to Job and said, "The oxen were ploughing and the donkeys were grazing nearby, and the Sabians attacked and made off with them. They put the servants to the sword, and I am the only one who has escaped to tell you." While he was still speaking, another messenger came and said, "The fire of God fell from the heavens and burnt up the sheep and the servants, and I am the only one who has escaped to tell you." While he was still speaking, another messenger came and said, "The Chaldeans formed three raiding parties and swept down on your camels and made off with them. They put the servants to the sword, and I am the only one who has escaped to tell you." While he was still speaking, yet another messenger came and said, "Your sons and daughters were feasting and drinking wine at the oldest brother's house, when suddenly a mighty wind swept in from the desert and struck the four corners of the house. It collapsed on them and they are dead. And I am the only one who has escaped to tell you." At this, Job got up and tore his robe and shaved his head. Then he fell to the ground in worship and said, "Naked I came from my mother's womb and naked I will depart. The Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised." In all this, Job did not sin by charging God with wrongdoing. My theme for reflection is blessed in the breaking, faith when the silence falls. Blessed in the breaking, faith when the silence falls. Someone once joked that we love testimonies that end with, "and then everything worked out perfectly." But Lent gently reminds us that faith is not always tidy. As we walk through Job 1, 13 to 22, we stand in one of Scripture's most painful moments, a day when loss arrives faster than breath. It is here that the problem of pain emerges with unsettling clarity. When suffering comes, are we being punished, abandoned, or simply drawn into a deeper mystery of God? The narrative unfolds like a storm gathering strength. Messengers arrive one after another, each carrying devastating news: stolen wealth, destroyed livelihoods, and finally, the unthinkable loss of Job's children. The adversary's hidden aim is not merely to take away blessings, but to distort Job's understanding of God. If Job believes his suffering is divine punishment, bitterness may replace trust. If he assumes God's favor depends on prosperity, despair may silence worship. This tension is deeply familiar in our own age. Contemporary spirituality often suggests that hardship signals misalignment, that if we think more positively, adjust our energy, or manifest correctly, life will flow smoothly. Job exposes the fragility of such assumptions. Faith is not sustained by perfect outcomes, but by a relationship deeper than circumstances. C.S. Lewis observed in The Problem of Pain that God whispers to us in our pleasures, speaks in our conscience, but shouts in our pains. Job's experience echoes this paradox. Pain does not arrive as a clear explanation, but as a question that presses the soul toward honesty. Instead of assuming punishment or abandoning God, Job tears his robe, shaves his head, and falls in worship. His words the Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Do not deny grief. They locate faith beyond easy conclusions. Ecclesiastes 7:14 reminds us that in the day of prosperity, be joyful, and in the day of adversity, consider. God has made the one as well as the other. The wisdom tradition refuses simple formulas. God's presence is not measured by comfort, nor God's absence by suffering. For us in Lent, Job's posture becomes a mirror. We live in a culture that quickly interprets setbacks as failure, spiritually, professionally, or emotionally. Consider someone who loses a job and turns to New Age practices, promising abundance through affirmations or cosmic alignment. When results fail to appear, shame often follows, as though suffering were proof of personal deficiency. Job offers a different path. He neither romanticizes loss nor searches for hidden techniques to reverse it. He worships, not because he understands, but because he trusts the character of God beyond the moment. What does this mean for us today? Lent calls us to release the illusion that faith guarantees a predictable life. Job neither clings to prosperity as proof of blessing, nor assumes adversity as punishment. Instead, he holds both joy and sorrow within the sovereignty of God. Such faith dismantles the false promises of prosperity theology and the despair of fatalism alike. It invites us to walk humbly, acknowledging that we do not always know why God allows certain trials, but we do know that God remains faithful within them. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, when hardship comes, do I immediately interpret it as failure or divine rejection? Number two, how might my faith change if I trusted God's character more than my circumstances? And now our practical exercise for the day. Practice a simple Lenten pause. When faced with a disappointment or stress, stop and speak to Job's confession quietly. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Then reach out to someone who is grieving or struggling and offer presence rather than explanation. Faithful God, in moments when loss overwhelms us and questions remain unanswered, teach us to worship as Job did, honestly, humbly, and without bitterness. Guard us from believing that suffering means abandonment, and strengthen our hearts to trust your wisdom beyond what we see. As we journey through Lent, form within us a faith that blesses you in both giving and taking. Through Jesus Christ our Lord we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all now and forevermore. Amen.